This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Close to 15,000 Coloradans have died of COVID-19. CPR's John Daly.
Jill Svensson from Castle Pines lost her mom to the coronavirus in the first winter wave, just weeks before vaccines were available. She now visits a gravesite in Denver's Fairmount Cemetery.
Trudy Bershoff, born March 28, 1940, and died December 2, 2020.
Svensson says Trudy's death was tough for her family and the thousands of other Colorado families know similar pain. But she wonders why there's no public memorial to the lives lost.
I think they've been forgotten, and it breaks my heart.
One historian says the pandemic is likely the state's deadliest historic event. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Legislation to expand the number of Colorado student teachers eligible for a stipend has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
College deans testified the number one reason students drop out of teacher prep programs is they can't afford to student teach. MSU Denver School of Education Dean Elizabeth Hine says the stipend helped 77 students last year.
22% of the students indicated that they would have quit or delayed student teaching had it not been for the funds.
Colorado faces a critical teacher shortage. Students receive an $11,000 stipend for a 16-week residency. Double that in longer programs. The bill would expand the number of educators who qualify for loan forgiveness. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Pueblo's Parkview Health System has finalized a deal to join the UC Health Network. Parkview and its employees will join UC Health and begin operating under the partnership later this year. The Rudy Rec Center in Denver's Sun Valley neighborhood is open again to the public. Many of Denver's rec centers have served as emergency shelters to migrants and asylum seekers since early December. Mayor Michael Hancock ordered the city to stop using rec centers as shelters when the number of migrants arriving decreased this month. Denver reporting just 1 degree this morning. It's cold again early today, but highs will be back in the 20s this afternoon.